Hello, this is Pamela Badilla, your neighbor from Data Data International Folkloric Theater, and you're listening to your radio station, WGXC, Acre, New York, hands-on community radio for Columbia and Greene County. Enjoy.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. We're going to hear about the New York courts this morning on the WGXC Morning Show. Plus, we're going to hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local better weather from our friends at the Catskill Maker Syndicate on West Bridge Street. And it all starts after Jason Martin from Troy has finished singing this song. Then it's time for the local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves. Controlled. On air, in air, channel. Connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
Turn out for a sunset moonwalk at the Greenport Conservation Area on Wednesday, November 16th at 4:30 p.m. Columbia Land Conservancy leads the moonwalk over the trails of the Greenport Conservation Area, and participants will look up at the moon and constellations and discuss nocturnal adaptations by animals. Bring water, weather-appropriate clothing, a flashlight or headlamp. It's recommended for children ages 5 through 12, but all are welcome at the Sunset Moonwalk at the Greenport Conservation Area on Wednesday, November 16th. Go to the WGXC Community Calendar for more information at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org. and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Rick Carlin reports for the Times Union that 8 Iron Buildings Incorporated, the owner of the One City Center office building in Hudson, is suing the owners of the Register Star and Daily Mail, alleging they owed 6 months of unpaid rent and have failed to meet the terms of their lease. Petition was filed 1 year ago against Hudson Catskill Newspaper Corp., Johnson Newspaper Corp., and Columbia Green Media Corporation. Court records indicate the property owner, 8 Iron Buildings Incorporated, gave Hudson Catskill a temporary 50% reduction in rent from August 2020 until October 2020, when the media company gave notice it would be vacating the premises due to loss of staff and revenue. The property owner then demanded full payment for the lease term, including arrears, and offered to discuss a buyout. Negotiations were unsuccessful, and in February 2021, Hudson Catskill moved to 364 Warren Street, according to a recent court decision. The complaint alleges the newspaper and its affiliated website, Hudson Valley 360, stopped paying the $6,000 monthly rent on the 4,822-square-foot space in August 2020. Hudson Catskill owes $69,720 in past due rent, including late fees and approximately $48,000 in future rent payments due under the lease for October 2021 through May 2022, not including late fees. The dispute began during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, when many people were working from home and businesses such as restaurants and retail stores had closed or limited in-person access. Quote, "We had to move our office, and unfortunately the landlord decided to pursue the matter in court rather than work with us," unquote. Alec Johnson, the president and chief operating officer of the Johnson Newspaper Group, said in an email, quote, "This is a case of a landlord suing a small local newspaper that has a staff that is working daily to provide a public benefit to the community by reporting local news," unquote. A trial has been scheduled to determine how much the newspaper group should pay in arrears. Columbia Green Media Corp. is a division of Johnson Newspaper Corp., the owner of the Register Star, the Daily Mail, and the Windham Journal and Chatham Courier. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Yana Nees reports in the New York Daily News that the Saugerties woman who threw a Molotov cocktail at an NYPD van with four police officers inside in Brooklyn during the 2020 George Floyd protest was sentenced to 6 years in prison on November 15th. Samantha Shader, 29, pleaded guilty in April to a federal arson charge for using a Bulleit bourbon bottle as a makeshift firebomb on May 29, 2020, during the height of the nationwide protest. Video caught Shader in the act, with the makeshift bomb breaking a van window but not starting a fire. Shader then bit one of her arresting officers on the leg. Shader apologized to the police, the judge, and her family at the sentencing hearing. She said, and I quote, "I wish more than anything that I could take all of this back. What I did was wrong and disrespectful. I have no excuse for what I did, so I'm not going to try to make any," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily News.
Patricia R. Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that Ulster County's top elected officials are in line for pay raises during the upcoming year under a proposal under consideration by county lawmakers. Legislator Abe Icitelli has introduced an amendment to the proposed 2023 county budget that would increase the salaries of the county executive, clerk, sheriff, and comptroller, as proposed earlier this year by the Ulster County Periodic Review Committee. That committee is required by law to meet every 2 years to review and consider changes to local elected officials' salaries and recommend pay hikes for all the county elected officials except the district attorney, whose salary is not within the county's control. As proposed, the salaries of the county executive, comptroller, sheriff, and county clerk would all increase by $15,000 in 2023. Quote, "There's a lot of evidence that I believe supports making this change," unquote, said Uccitelli during a budget review meeting of the legislature's Ways and Means Committee on November 17th. Comptroller March Gallagher said an analysis by her office showed the county clerk's salary had been stagnant since 2005. The salaries of the executive, comptroller, and sheriff have not changed since 2009. That analysis also determined the current salaries of elected leaders in those positions to be, quote, way under, unquote, the salaries paid to their peers in neighboring counties. The PRC also recommended increasing the salaries of county legislators by $2,000 for rank and file legislators, the legislators' majority and minority leaders, and for assistant majority and minority leaders. The committee also recommended a $2,500 pay hike for the legislature chair. But because lawmakers cannot increase their own salaries midterm, any changes to legislative salaries would not take effect until 2024. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Representative Elise Stefanik was reelected November 15th by her Republican peers to keep serving as the party's conference chair. Stefanik retained her position as the fourth-ranking House member in the party by a 144-74 vote over Representative Brian Donalds, a Florida Freedom Caucus member. Stefanik took over the position after many Republicans were angry at Liz Cheney for voting to impeach former President Donald Trump. He announced on November 15th that he was running for president again, but Stefanik already endorsed him a week ago. Stefanik said she plans to, and I quote, keep our message disciplined, unified, and on offense every single day, end quote, as conference chair. Stefanik defeated moderate Democrat Matt Costelli by 18 points in this fall's election for her fifth term in New York's 21st congressional district, which now includes Rensselaer County with much of the North Country. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media that the Greenville Central School District on November 29th will hold the second of two presentations outlining the proposed $14.5 million capital project for the renovation of two school buildings. The first session was November 14th. The presentation on the 29th will be held at the Scott M. Ellis Elementary School on Route 32. The session will include a question and answer period when residents can learn more about the proposal. Under the proposal, most renovations would take place at the elementary school and include safety and classroom improvements. If the project gets the green light from residents, a new multi-purpose gym addition will be built off the back of the existing multi-purpose room at the elementary school. That multi-purpose room would be transformed into a new music suite, and another classroom would be made into a new art room. A pre-kindergarten classroom would be enlarged with an in-class restroom added. Classrooms in the front wing of the building would be renovated with new floors, refinished hardwood, and new technology. Safety improvements at the elementary school would include the creation of first and second floor corridor connections to exit stairs for use in an emergency. The proposal also includes a roof restoration, replacement of the heating system boiler, upgrades to ventilation, electrical and plumbing improvements, and masonry work on the outside of the building. At the middle high school, an art suite will be expanded and other art classrooms will be renovated if voters approve the proposal. Ventilation and a new exhaust fan will be added to the metal shop classroom, and asbestos abatement would take place in the band classroom. Similar to the elementary school, exterior masonry work and roof repairs will also be done if voters approve. The project is expected to be paid for through state aid and the district's capital reserve fund. Officials say the project will not impact the property tax rate. A decision on the fate of the project will be made by district voters at an election on December 6th. Read the full story at theupstater.com.
As the first snowfall of the season fell this week, Mid-Hudson News reports that New York needs people to drive plows this winter. Heather Pillsworth, a spokesperson, said, and I quote, our drivers are equipped to handle the routes that we have. We need to subsidize these, as any business would need to subsidize who they have on the road with their vehicles, end quote. Pillsworth said the State Department of Transportation wants to hire an additional 86 drivers in the Hudson Valley and a total 617 statewide. Right now, if a large storm hits the Hudson Valley, the DOT would bring people in from other areas of the state to help run the plows. The DOT is providing in-house training for the required commercial license snowplow drivers need in New York. And you can read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a slight chance of rain and snow before 11 a.m., then a slight chance of rain between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with the temperature high near 40 degrees. Thursday night, it will be partly cloudy with the temperature low of around 25 degrees. And on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. And Friday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 20 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC.
90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Green and Columbia Counties.
Thursday, November 17th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air, WGXC 90.7 FM, including the Situation Fluxus Jazz Show at 10 a.m. with host Cheryl Kay. Then at noon, it's time for the Crossroads in Rhythm Show with Alan Skerritt live from the WGXC Hudson Studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. The Lonesome Loser is featured on Turn on the News as he announces another run for president. 3:30 p.m., Wave Farms Radio Art Fellow Jose Alejandro Rivera has this week's Radia Show. And at 7 p.m. on the Catskill Cabin Getaway Show, host Mike Porter and Andy Reid speak with Douglas Smythe of Phoenix Shaving, while Ted Barron has the Boogie Woogie Flu live from the WGXC Hudson Studio at 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
On Saturday, December 10th, the Athens Cultural Center puts on the 2022 Athens Victorian Stroll, a holiday tradition that's been gone for a few years because of the pandemic, but is back this year with all sorts of free activities from 1 p.m. in the afternoon through the evening. Take a stroll through the village, sample all sorts of food and drinks. Santa Claus will be around and carolers will be singing. That's at the 2022 Athens Victorian Stroll on Saturday, December 10th. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org for more information.
Yep, you're listening to WGXC 90.7. And when I'm coming home from the turnip picking, I like to listen to the Battlefield Earth program. Boy, that guy's got some sensibility about him, doesn't he? Every Tuesday nights at 9:30. It's crazy out there.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, November 17th. Local early morning temperatures range from 30 degrees in Tannersville to 36 degrees in Red Hook and Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 44 degrees, and that is 2 inches down. Closest possible snowfall today will be in the local hills as lake effect snow reaches across the state to kiss the Green Mountains. Otherwise, rest of the area will have just a mostly cloudy day with a high of 44 at 3 p.m. Most of the day will be cold, layer up if heading out. A low of 25 degrees overnight takes us into a Friday with a high of 40 degrees and a little mixed precipitation just before dark. Overnight dips to just a little deeper, hitting 21 degrees. Then, Saturday, we see a high of only 37. Sunday, it's only 35 for a high, and it will be getting pretty windy. For people trying to get outside and get things done, beware of ticks. They are still active and will remain so as long as the topsoil keeps reaching 40 degrees or above. So, wrap up. Check yourself out and try to get outside in the cold early morning hours if you can. Hunters, I'm looking at you. Especially since regular deer season opens on Saturday. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:56 a.m., high tide at 9:41 a.m., low tide again at 3:59 p.m., and high tide once again at 9:30 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 49 degrees. And even though today's tide strength will be low, at these temperatures, water survival time is about an hour, so being out there is not recommended. As such, we're going to probably tuck away the tide readings for the winter this week, but we'll see. Depends mostly on temperature. Sunset today will be at 4:20 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:44 a.m. Beware, those times are for on the ground and they're adjusted for interference from the mountains. Looking way up, we see the Leonids are in their usual peak. Hopes of a debris field impact early this weekend could bump up occurrences. The moon is waning crescent, so the extra couple of days delay could really help. Solar wind speed is currently 325 kilometers per second at 4.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, with fair conditions across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1.3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 85. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Alterman of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Hi, Laura Kuhn here, director of the John Cage Trust, bringing you a deep dive into the intriguing life and work of Renaissance man John Cage, celebrated composer, poet, philosopher, chess pupil of Marcel Duchamp, life partner of Merce Cunningham, macrobiotic chef, exponent of Zen, visual artist, and avid and pioneering mycologist. Tune in to All Things Cage, 7 p.m. Saturdays beginning January 2nd, for conversations with cage experts and enthusiasts from around the world, right here at Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, and via the web at wavefarm.org.
A radio network. An empire upon an empire.
I make no promises.
You on the mark.
With one purpose only. To point out and make public the dishonesty. Now in complete control of the government of this state.
There is only one man who can rid the politics of this state of the evil domination.
Yes. Hello.
From the 2022 album Warping All By Yourself, this is Raw Food from Wet Tuna from Brattleboro.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Former President Donald Trump has launched his 2024 presidential campaign. It comes as he is the subject of several lawsuits, is being asked to testify before the House subcommittee investigating the January 6th attacks, and has been blamed as the reason Republicans did poorly in the recent midterm elections. Issues he plans to focus on are mandating the death penalty for drug dealers, sending National Guard troops to cities facing extreme violence, and what he called restoring election integrity by demanding voter ID, allowing only same-day voting and only paper ballots. By a vote of 62-37, the U.S. Senate voted to advance the Respect for Marriage Act, which would codify same-sex and interracial marriage rights. Maine Senator Susan Collins, one of 12 Republicans to support the bill, spoke about her vote.
Madam President, let us remember that we are talking about our family members, our friends, our co-workers, our neighbors. I'm proud to have stood with them, and I will continue to stand with them in efforts to protect and secure their rights.
Cherokee Nation Chief Chuck Hoskin testified before the U.S. House Rules Committee examining laws and procedure to have a Cherokee Nation delegate become a member of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Cherokee Nation has, in fact, adhered to our obligations under these treaties. I'm here to ask the United States to do the same. It's time for this body to honor this promise and seat our delegate in the House of Representatives. No barrier, constitutional or otherwise, prevents this.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is calling on the lame duck Congress to pass legislation to save the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program with bipartisan support.
We need 10 Republicans who will step up and join us in this effort. I can think of four or five as I stand here. We need more. And we need to say to them, take a look at America and take a look at this last election.
Members of the U.S. Postal Service testified before the House Oversight and Reform Subcommittee on Government Operations about holiday preparations. During the hearing, Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney proposed a mail-in voting bill to make voting by mail safer for those who do so.
The bill would require that all mail-in ballots include a barcode and are easier to sort and track. Our committee will mark up this bill tomorrow, and I hope it can be enacted into law this year.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Today we're in Nevada, where a citizens' initiative passed November 8th, clearing its first hurdle to add ranked choice voting and open primaries to the Nevada Constitution. Question 3 won by a slim margin, with 52.7%, in the first of 2 referendum votes it needs to modify the Nevada state constitution. The second vote will be in the 2024 general election. Question 3 would change the current closed primary system, which has separate ballots for Democrats and Republicans, and create an open primary with one primary ballot similar to a new system in Alaska. The system would apply to statewide races and to the U.S. House and Senate, but not the presidential election. In the proposed system, the 5 candidates for each position with the highest primary election vote totals would advance. In the general election, ranked choice voting would be used, with voters ranking their preferences. If no candidate wins with a simple 50% majority of the vote, the candidate with the fewest votes is eliminated. People who voted for that candidate as their first choice would have their votes redistributed to their next choice. What are the advantages? An open primary diminishes the race to the bottom that a closed primary often causes, and ranked choice allows voters to support their favorite candidate without compromising for electability reasons. We have more information at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
When you walk through the streets of the city where we live, and I'm far away, I am with you, even even still when you sleep. In the bed, in the house, where we live. And I'm far away. I am with you even still.
Don't make a noise, don't make a sound. You know I'll always be around. I'll walk beside you in the street and keep you safe, your soul to keep. Cause you can always count on me. Try counting, baby, one, two, three. And I'll be there to hold your hand. Cause you're my boy and I'm your man.
And I'll be there to hold your hand. Cause you're my boy and I'm your man.
We'll make a storm around the world. 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 We'll make a storm around the world.
When you walk through the streets of the city where we live, and I'm far away. When you sleep, in the bed, in the house, where we live, and I'm far away, I am with you even still.
People say we've gone too far, but they don't know the difference. I'll make it so we both don't care if people look or people stare. You know that you count on me, cause I'm the one in ecstasy. Said you know you can count on me, cause I'm the one in ecstasy.
Said you know you can count on me, cause I'm the one in ecstasy.
I want the streets beside your name. I'll be the one for you to tame. And everything that's gone before will come and crash into the floor. Cause love like ours will never die. We'll be the ones to up and fly. You're my girl and I'm your boy. And everything's a lot of joy. Cause you're my boy and I'm your girl. A storm around the world. Cause you're my girl and I'm your boy. And everything's a lot of joy. Cause you're my boy and I'm your girl. We'll make a storm around the world. Cause you're my boy and I'm your girl. We'll make a storm around the world. 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 We'll make a storm around the world.
2022 music there from Chick Chick Chick. That's three exclamation points with Maria Azur helping with some vocals there with Storm Around the World.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
The chief judge is head of both the Court of Appeals, New York's highest court, and the entire state court system. The Commission on Judicial Nomination is currently reviewing applications and interviewing selected candidates for this appointed position. It will release a short list of seven candidates by November 25th. Earlier this month at a rally and press conference with All of Us, Center for Community Alternatives, Poor People's Campaign, Vocal, and others were there. Here are excerpts from that event.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Hi, my name is Andrea Kundloff. I'm from Satsumula Magazine. Tell me why you're here today.
Okay. My name is Marvin Mayfield. I'm director of organizing with the Center for Community Alternatives. We work with people's families and those who have been formerly incarcerated and who have justice impacted to teach them and to help them to empower themselves and get involved in the political process so that they can be a voice and help each other. The reason we're out here today is to enforce judicial accountability today. We know that the chief judge is one of the most powerful positions in New York State, and we want to be certain that the next chief judge is someone that is in tune to the needs and the sensibilities of all New Yorkers, not just the privileged few, but all. In this particular position, the chief judges will be an appointee. So we have to implore, we have to encourage our governor to make sure that that appointment is someone who is for all New Yorkers. Now, you as a citizen or other people who want to get involved, we call our legislators. We must let them know that we are concerned about it. They listen. If you call, they will listen.
You see, a small gathering here, and it's such a major issue. Mm-hmm. How much of that voice gets heard across the street?
Absolutely. You're quite right. But the beauty of the thing is that we have a small group here, but we were on to the world in Zoom and across the nation, across New York. I think we reached all of New York today with our message of getting involved. So even though we were small in here, we are big in numbers over the air and big at heart. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, my name is Madeline Hogan. I am a recovery program support specialist for Youth Voices Matter New York. There's a lot of men and women that are behind bars right now in New York State that could be out here trying to make the world a better place, the state a better place, and it doesn't have to be like that. A good place to start is with treatment, not jail, which is very important. Part of our mission is to educate the public that treatment is episodic. Treatment happens in facilities. Recovery is what happens in communities.
That's right.
Recovery is what happens after treatment. And the goal of treatment is to get people into recovery. It's an honor and a privilege to represent the recovery community as a whole. And so we are really imploring Governor Hochul and the New York State Senate to appoint a chief judge who is going to support therapeutic solutions over punitive measures. A good place to start is appointing a chief judge that has humanitarian values and that is aware of the needs of the recovery community.
That's right.
And that looks at folks who use drugs as human beings that deserve
That's
dignity.
Right.
Thanks.
That's
all I got.
That's right, everybody. Our next speaker is Joe Paparone, lead organizer for the Labor Religion Coalition of New York State and leader of the Poor People's Campaign New York. Please welcome Joe.
Good morning, everyone. In his book, Stride Toward Freedom, which is a reflection on the Montgomery bus boycott, Dr. King talks about when the movement was finally able to bring their suit before a federal court. This is months into the campaign. After all the violence that they faced, after all of the frustrations and limitations, that they were just hitting a wall in these Jim Crow courts, in these Jim Crow institutions. King describes walking into a federal court and saying, this is a place, this feels like we would have an honest chance at justice here before the law. Now, flash forward to today, we have a different situation, but it is still obvious that the courts at every level, from the Supreme Court down to our local city and county criminal courts, to the eviction courts that happen here, are not places where justice can be found for poor and working class people. So presently, our court systems are stacked against poor and working class people and their interests. And their interests are broader societal interests. Those are common good causes of justice and human rights for all. In the Poor People's Campaign, we say when you lift from the bottom, everybody rises. And that's not some pithy, a rising tide lifts all boats. That is a structural change to our system that understands the poor and dispossessed as the leading force of society, that if those needs are met, then everyone's needs will be met. And so right now, our governor has an incredible opportunity that while rights are being eviscerated, stripped away by federal courts and legislation, New York could be a place where human rights are protected. So the appointment of a new chief judge who can bring new depths of experience to the bench, who will be committed to upholding our values, is an opportunity that our governor cannot pass on. This decision can be a major step towards giving New Yorkers, especially poor and working class New Yorkers, an honest chance of justice before the law. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Our next speaker will be Robin Rang, the political director for the Mint.
Thanks so much, Marvin. It is such a privilege to be here with allies from across the state who are fighting for the court that we deserve and not the court that we have right now. My name is Bravin, I'm the political director at For the Many. At For the Many, we organize immigrants, students, and other working class residents of the Hudson Valley to fight for a New York that works for all of us and not just the greedy few. One of our most important campaigns this past year has been fighting for good cause eviction, both locally and here in Albany statewide. This law addresses the power imbalance between tenants and landlords and protects tenants from arbitrary rent increases and predatory evictions. Yeah. And we did that by bringing allied organizations together, but most importantly, by organizing hundreds of tenants who stood up in the face of landlord intimidation and displayed immense courage by making their voices heard. However, These hard-fought tenant protections are now under threat by landlords and corporate real estate. These wealthy and powerful actors are trying to use their resources in order to try and defeat these democratically won protections by suing municipalities. The city of Albany's law was struck down, and while the city's appeal is being processed, the law is back in effect. These cases will now be decided on appeal. The housing security of thousands of tenants now hangs in the balance. Eventually, these challenges will almost certainly be heard right here at the Court of Appeals. That is why we are calling on Governor Hochul and the state Senate. Make them hear us. Governor Hochul, can you hear us? We're calling on you to appoint a chief judge who will affirm tenant rights under the law. The chief judge is one of the most powerful people in the state as the head of the entire state court system. We must demand that the governor and the state Senate confirm a chief judge who will use their position to affirm the rights of working class people, who is not a former prosecutor, and whose professional experience reflects a commitment to protecting those most vulnerable and those who will stand up to these undemocratic lawsuits by greedy landlords and corporate real estate and affirm the rights of working class people. Thank you all so much.
Powerful. Thank you. Our next speaker, Mike Kick, Executive Director of the Strong for All Coalition. Mike!
Thanks, it's good to be here. You know, national politics is getting really scary. The federal courts are taking our rights away. Federal politicians are cracking down on progressive moves to tax the rich, to raise wages for working people, to organize labor unions. And as federal government and federal politics gets more scary, the things that we do here in New York get more important. There was a time when this court behind us was a national beacon of progressive values.
That's right.
And now is the time for our elected officials, for our governor, for our state Senate and assembly leaders, for all New Yorkers to move us forward. Yeah. Right now, the scales of justice are out of balance. Our prior governor put so many corporate lawyers and so many prosecutors and so many conservatives on this court that this court is fighting against us instead of with us.
Yeah.
And we need a court of appeals that will work with the people of New York to make progress, not a court of appeals that will pull us back. Now's the time. We need the court that New York deserves, and a new chief judge has to take us forward, not backwards. Thank you.
Our next speaker will be Kate Carrera, Deputy Director of Environmental Advocates New York.
Hi, thank you. I just want to say I'm so grateful to hear all these personal stories, people who have been impacted by the criminal justice system, incarceration. My story is a little bit different. I don't have that personal story, but I am here fighting for the environment every day, and there's a lot at stake right now. New York has always been a leader with environmental laws and protection, and recent years, New York has blazed ahead with some of the most aggressive and nation-leading laws, our climate change law, the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, laws to regulate PFAS chemicals in drinking water supplies in 2020. And as of last year, New Yorkers overwhelmingly voted to place a right to clean air, clean water, and a healthful environment in the Bill of Rights section of the New York State Constitution. Just hear that. That's for all New Yorkers, all communities. So there's a lot at stake right now. The leadership, the Court of Appeals and the leadership from the chief judge has the power to strike down laws, constrain the legislature. It's also very important in obviously interpreting the state's constitution. So the stakes at it are high in New York and all these environmental laws and rights to be upheld. And we know that these nation-leading laws will be challenged in years to come. Just yesterday, a report was released talking about the fossil fuels interests fighting against the state's climate law, and have spent over $50 million in lobbying campaign contributions to fight that law, to build out it fossil fuel infrastructure. Deep-pocketed interests will try to knock down our state's environmental laws at every turn and through every avenue. Upholding and favorably interpreting the state's climate law is more important than ever, especially in light of the Supreme Court's recent ruling
to severely limit the authority of the EPA in regulating greenhouse gases, which are causing climate change and destroying our communities. Increasingly, the fight for justice will be fought in state courts. The state court rulings affect the quality of the air we breathe, the water we drink, the safety of our communities. The contours of our fundamental right to clean air, clean water, and a healthful environment will have to be defined by this court. We call on Governor Hochul to nominate a justice that has demonstrated the commitment to protecting and upholding environmental laws of the state and the rights of all New Yorkers. Thank you.
This is Andrea Cunliffe reporting for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Music from Columbia County-based artist Slink Moss. That's the Slink Moss Explosion with Let's Explode from the Floating Ghost Hotel album that was released on April 1st, 2022 on the radio at WGXC 90.7. Next, we hear 2022 new music from the band Weak Signal. This song is called Spooky Feeling with Cass McCombs playing some extra guitar from their album War and War.
I'm
was here.